Episode 1820, Love Your Spouse Well.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day and happy new year. Maybe you're just coming off of your vacation. Maybe the kids have already gone back to school. Yes, okay, mine has not. So, well, you know, we're still in vacation mode. Today is Relationship Builders Day. You've got to have a strong marriage in order to have a strong family. Love your spouse well. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, I know that a lot of us think about our New Year's resolutions, but how many of us think about it in terms of our marriage? You know, the little things do matter. You can harp on the goodness or the stuff that makes you mumble under your breath. But what you do out loud changes everything. Love your spouse well. How many of your New Year's resolutions or promises, intentions, whatever you want to call them, incorporated your spouse? Did you include your spouse in any of them? In fact, did you even ask your spouse what their intentions were? Their New Year's resolutions? Did you even consider what you want for your marriage this new year? Well, a lot of people become very me-oriented when it comes to setting resolutions and goals for the new year. But those resolutions and intentions, when you have those and they're done outside of the me, there's a greater challenge. It's deeper, and it usually ends in a greater reward because it involves your marriage and your family. So if you haven't thought much about this, guess what? You're not alone. Today, set aside a few minutes to go think about what you really want in your marriage. And guess what? We're going to talk about that right now. So it will be a jumping off point for you. Now, I got to tell you, I have thought about this, but that doesn't mean I understand the full impact it will have throughout the year. I'm still planning out what I would like and how I foresee accomplishing it. It's a little step-by-step process. And it's something that, yes, I consult with my husband. And in some areas, I don't. I just do it. Why? Because I want him to know that I'm loving him well. So let's join in this adventure together. And as a reminder, if you look at it as an adventure, you remove the idea of needing everything perfect before you even start. And that's a good thing. So you got to start on behalf of your marriage. So deep breath, let's dive in. There's no requirement as to how many years you need to have been married. In fact, you may not even be married yet. Maybe you're engaged. This is a great time to start. Maybe you've been divorced. It's a great reflection of saying, okay, what didn't work in my marriage? And what do I need to change in this relationship? Now, understand, we are looking at this as one unit, two becoming one. Understand this, you can't change your spouse. You can only change you. However, you can love your spouse well. So you can help your spouse in how he feels and how he sees the marriage. Same as he can help you see how you fit into the marriage. It goes both ways, but remember, you can only change you. So what you do out loud can change everything. You can be the initiator. So, doesn't matter how long you've been married. The key is love your spouse well. And that is our focus, the Keep It Simple strategy. Love your spouse well. When you look at your relationship, what truly makes you smile about your spouse? Is it something that he does specifically? Is it something you do together on a regular basis? Number one, what makes you smile now? Notice this question is based on you and you alone. You need to know what you are starting in order to see growth. This is your baseline. So where are you right now? What is it that makes you smile? Because remember, there's lots of ingredients that goes into a marriage. It takes two to become one. So right now you're talking and thinking about you. What makes you smile? Number two, What makes your spouse smile? Yeah, now maybe this one is a little tougher. This doesn't have to be something that is occurring right now. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. It could be something maybe you've talked about having done. It could be something you've noticed in observation. But what makes your spouse smile? Maybe it's a clean kitchen. Now, I know, trust me, 5 children, The clean kitchen coming home, it did not happen very often. And guess what? It still doesn't happen very often. However, one thing that he does have, and this is me sharing a little secret here, is he has his favorite cup. And this favorite cup is his beverage cup. And you all know that he just absolutely loves his Pepsi. That's his cup of Joe. That's his go-to drink. That's the only thing really that he likes outside of, well, when he does drink water. That's it. And then once in a blue moon, which is like very rare, maybe he'll have a drink and that's it. So Pepsi is his big go-to. And no, this is not sponsored by Pepsi, just saying. Anyway, he has this cup and he loves this cup. So I may not be able to get the kitchen clean, but when he walks in that door and his cup has been washed and it's sitting there ready for him to go ahead, I don't have to fill it even. It's just ready for him to use immediately. Then it puts a smile on his face. Just that little thing. You know what? That gives me a break because I don't have to worry much about the kitchen. Things can go a little bit crazy, but if I can just get his cup taken care of, then I'm done. It's me serving him well, right? That's how I love him well. So what makes your spouse smile? It could be something that's happening now, or maybe you're like, gosh, it would be nice if we can make this happen. And finally, number 3, how can you love your spouse well? Maybe you need to communicate your love for him more frequently. Don't assume that he knows. There's a lot of assumptions that go on in marriage, and that gets you into trouble. So how can you love your spouse well? Think about what makes you smile. Think about what makes him smile. Now merge it together somewhat. So guess what? It creates a smile for you and a smile for him. You don't see it as a heartache anymore. And he says, oh yeah, she definitely loves me. Could be little things. Maybe you need to give him more space when he comes home from work to decompress. Now, moms, at the same time, maybe you need time to decompress. I get it. If you're a stay-at-home mom, your hubby comes in the door, there's a moment that happens that you just want to regurgitate your entire day to him. And I'm telling you right now, the man doesn't want to hear it. I love you so much. I'm going to tell you, he doesn't want to hear your stories. And he doesn't want to hear you retell your stories 5 times. We are so good at that. We're great at that. But the man comes in the door and that man wants to decompress. Now, maybe that decompression takes 10 minutes, takes 30 minutes. Each man is different. You got to figure out what works. For some men, it's like, you know what? Let me just go to the bathroom. Let me get my drink in my favorite cup. Let me sit down. Let me breathe. And then I'm okay. Then let's start. Other times it's like, nope, don't talk to me. Don't do anything. I just need to go to another room. And when I'm ready, I'll come out. Now, obviously, you have to have some conversation because if you make assumptions, then you're getting it wrong. And then if you get it wrong, then he's going to be mad at you or you're going to be mad at him. Okay, we have a mess. And that's not how you want to start off your evening. When everybody else is already tired, the kids are cranky, you're coming home from activities, the dishes are dirty, you got laundry still to do, you got homework. Okay, you know where we're at, right? Deep breath here. What makes you smile now? What makes your spouse smile? And then how can you love your spouse well? How can you make them merge together? You can begin to plan how you put this into motion. You take aim. So maybe it is communication. And I would say probably overall, this is something that everybody needs to pay attention to, including me. We take our spouses for granted. And I want to encourage you, don't take your spouses for granted. Let his presence be known. Serve him well. Forgive him well. Spouses can feel like they're invisible. So you need to make sure your spouse isn't one of them. This year can be a pivotal year for your marriage when you love your spouse well. So if it's communication, how can you communicate? If you're like, okay, yeah, I need to tell him more that I love him, or I need to show him more. What is it for your spouse? How is it that your spouse says, oh yeah, I know she loves me? Not in the way you want to receive it, but in the way that he receives it. There is a difference. And same goes for you guys, right? Guys, you've got to know how your spouse, your wife receives it. Otherwise, you're not serving them. You're just serving yourself. And then we're on a totally different level because we're fighting and it just is a miscommunication problem. See, huh? Imagine that. Communication leading to a miscommunication problem. You don't want to double the whammy. So instead, think about what your spouse needs in order to know that they're loved. That's the focus. If communication is something you're like, yep, I got to really focus on that. Maybe it's sending more text messages throughout the day. Maybe you don't send any. Maybe you need to initiate and say, you know what? I just want to send you a love. Maybe it's just emojis. Maybe it's getting into the GIFs or GIFs or whatever you want to call them, the GIFs, okay, those pictures that move and have things. It doesn't have to be you. Maybe it is a selfie of you once in a while with you winking. Or if you have that technology that turns you into some either animal or you have your own emoji that looks like you, you can send a talking message to them. How fun is that? Be creative. Maybe it's leaving a note on the bathroom mirror. Maybe it's leaving notes in his lunchbox if you pack a lunch. What is it that you need to do in order to make sure that you love your spouse well and that they are receiving it? You got to speak in their language. Communication. It could be maybe they're just so stressed this season. Life's kind of tough. And they need their space. So maybe on the weekend, they need an hour or 2 hours, not necessarily by themselves, but time to do what they need to do, whatever project they want to work on. Maybe it is work stuff. Okay, fine. They're working on work stuff. But maybe they need a designated time where it's uninterrupted. Ask your spouse, what can I do this year to love you more? You ask that question, and you know what's going to happen? They're going to kind of do like a double take. They're going to be like, what have you done with my spouse? Where's my wife? Are you someone else that I don't know about? Now, they may not actually say that, or they may, kind of jokingly, because they're like, this is unusual. What a great surprise for a brand new year. Why not start now? How can I love you well? That would be an incredible question. And then you know what? Ask them that. Don't try to fill in the blank. Yeah, because you know, if you're the woman that's listening right now, what do we try to do? Oh yeah, we're already finishing the sentence. No, don't finish the sentence. And in fact, if there isn't a response, just let him chew on it. It's okay. It'll be good for you and for him. Maybe his response will be even better than what you could even have thought of. How cool would that be? How can I love you well? That's the ultimate question. And then guess what? Put it into action. And it doesn't necessarily have to happen every single day. But you know what? Your marriage is worth you doing something every single day. There are times and there are little things that I do for my husband that I laugh. I'm like, seriously? But I pause for a moment and my heart says, if this is what he needs, this is how he receives love greater than me just saying the words, I love you, or me giving a hug. Or me giving him a kiss. Now, there's other things, yes, we could do. We're not going into that today. But those general gestures of love or spoken words of love, if it's different acts or ways of writing, ways of communicating, if I can do that and he feels appreciated, he feels more than loved, then why wouldn't I want to do that? So what you think might be, not so much, and it may not mean a lot to you, but it may mean the world to him. So really think about it. As you go throughout your weekend, I know it may get a little crazy because you're going to have to start getting back into routine. I'm already thinking about it. In fact, my children so far, they don't go back to school until midweek next week. But I can already feel a little bit of tension growing because they're like, Mom, you know, we got school starting. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to get back into routine. And I'm kind of excited about it. And then I'm kind of not, because that means I have to get back into routine too. But routine is good for all of us, right? There's power in routine. So ask your spouse. Maybe it's when you're settling in on Saturday night, or maybe it's Sunday afternoon and you're snuggling up together. Maybe you're watching one of the NFL playoffs. There aren't that many college bowl games left. I think we've got like 3 left, and that's including the championship. Don't quote me on that though. So we're limited, but the NFL still has a few more. And the wild card games, they're already beginning. I think they have some starting today on Saturday. To say all that, when you're snuggling up together, maybe just whisper in his ear, how can I love you well? How can I show you my love? How cool would that be? I mean, that would be awesome. Like I said, you might really be surprised of the answer. So don't just think about you this new year. Don't just plan out for your intentions and what you need to do. I want you to include your spouse. Look at your marriage, your relationship. If you're dating or engaged, then you know what? Then look at where you are right now. And how can you make your precious sweetheart become and feel more a part of your life? Because when you do that, you grow together. And ultimately, that's what we want. You're creating a strong foundation. I promise you, this year can be a pivotal year for your marriage when you love your spouse well. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Happy New Year, and have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.